Cassandra Wilson is a jazz singer who's trying to find her place in contemporary music. She's been influenced by such contemporary jazz singers as Sarah Vaughan, Abby Lincoln, and Betty Carter, but she's not strictly following in that tradition. Her singing is spiced with funk. She's recorded two albums in the last few years since she moved up to New York from her home in Mississippi. On each of the albums, she's either written or arranged about half of the music. Here she is singing Electromagnolia, which she co-wrote with trumpeter Olu Dara. It's from her album Days Away.
I fell in love with you. Neither the old magnolia tree. When a firefly blew past your eyes, I'm gonna catch it, put it in a jar.
How were you first noticed?
I sat in at a club that used to be on Broadway called the Jazz Forum. And that used to be a place where young musicians would go to sit in, you know, when they came to town. It's like the place people tell you, you know, when you come into town, if you want to sit in or if you want to get into some music, meet some musicians, go to the Jazz Forum. And there I met a great pianist, Sadiq Hakim, who's no longer with us. And he sort of took me under his wing, and he really liked me, and introduced me to a lot of musicians, and actually got me my first gig.
As you started getting more serious about singing and singing professionally, what are some of the things you wanted to learn and some of the things you wanted to change in your own style as you got deeper and deeper into it?
For a while, I did want to become more technically accurate, you know, in terms of my voice. I always felt that that was like a weakness that I had, not actually singing chords, you know, actually singing changes. If you notice, when a lot of singers improvise, they tend to deal within a very simple universe, you know, when it comes to improvising. And that's one thing I always wanted to work on, and I still work on to this day, is learning actual changes, you know, singing changes, and hearing more complicated types of intervals.
You sing some standards, but not many, at least not on your albums. Are you trying to, like, sing some, but to emphasize original material?
Yes, I'm heading in that direction. I would like to get to the point where I do all original material. I enjoy doing standards, though. I really get a lot of fun out of it and enjoyment out of it. So, you know, there are people who tell you, well, if you do standards, then you should do all standards. And there are people who tell you that if you do original music, you should do all original music. And I just pretty much paid attention to my intuition in terms of that. And everything that the standards that I choose, I think, fit inside of, you know, the whole body of work that I do.
You sing Let's Face the Music and Dance on your latest album.
Mm-hmm.
How did you arrange that yourself? How did you decide to interpret that song? That is one of the songs that many great singers have sung before.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Henry Threadgill suggested that tune. He suggested that tune to me, and I was shocked that he suggested it, because Henry's not really the type of musician who gets into the standard repertoire, but he really liked that song. Everything just kind of happened, you know, in terms of the arrangement. We got into a rehearsal with it, and I heard it very up, you know, and very bright, and finally heard it, like, with a trumpet solo out front, and that's the way it happened.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have fled. Before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Oh, soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed,
like while there's moonlight and music and love and romance. Let's face the music and dance.
I want to ask you about another piece on your latest album. And the piece is called Apricots on Their Wings.
Mm-hmm.
It was composed by Henry Threadgill.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the origins of this song?
I really don't know what the...
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, Henry told me that it was... I never understood the lyrics. I mean, and I just had to one day I came out and asked him. I said, you know, what does this mean? And he said, well, it's kind of a nonsensical type of a lyrical thing. You know, the words sounded pleasant to him, and they worked well together lyrically. So he put them together.
Well, how important is it as a singer to really understand and even relate to the lyrics that you're singing?
Well, it depends on the material. For something like Apricots, I just got a lot of joy out of the melody of that tune and just the way it moves. So it was always just, I somehow intuitively could feel what it meant, and, you know, just from dealing with the sound of it.
Do some nice scatting on the beginning of that piece. Now, was that improvised or was that composed beforehand?
No, it was completely improvised.
Do you like scatting?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it very much. In fact, I don't really call it scatting. I think that scatting is like a... That's taken from a bebop era where vocalists tended to try to imitate horns. But what I do, I really don't try to imitate horns. I just improvise and create sounds that are distinctive to the voice. And sometimes it just so happens that they do sound like instruments, but that's like not the initial approach, you know, to sound like an instrument. I like the idea of being a voice.
You said before that some people tell you to just sing standards or to sing no standards.
Right. Everybody's got an opinion, you know. It's like, oh, you should do this. And
have your musician friends discouraged you from singing standards?
Yes.
In you know, a word. Some musicians really think of singers as just being pretty props to put in front of musicians, and they don't really respect them that much. I don't know. You know, and that's why I think standards get that kind of reputation, because they're associated with the things that singers do.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that kind of stuff to be true?
Yeah, I think
that there's
that
a suspicion
true.
Of singers and standards?
Mm-hmm. I think the distrust of singers comes from... something that it's based on something that historically is true. Singers tended to move into the music without very much of a depth of knowledge in music theory. And so I think as a result of that, musicians just tend to like disrespect singers because sometimes when they get up there, they don't know, you know, a lot of the time they don't know what they're doing. They're not really functioning as musicians inside the group. They're functioning as simply singers.
Yeah. And do you want to function as a musician inside the group? Is that...
Oh, I do function mm-hmm. as a musician inside my group, inside of any context that I am, because basically that's what I am, a musician who sings.
Cassandra Wilson's new album, Days Away, is on the JMT label. The This is Fresh Air.